This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mamas and babas, once again, happy Kwanzaa. Habari Gani, what's the news? And today, again, a beautiful principle he's going to share with us. Kaumba, that's how we greet one another. Habari Gani, and we respond with Kaumba, which means creativity. And here once again with us, he's been with us all week and every year now for several years. He's a professor and chair of Africana Studies, California State University, Long Beach. Executive Director of the African American Cultural Center, US. And of course, he is the creator of Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, the author of the definitive work, Kwanzaa, Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, and also the author of Introduction to Black Studies, which is now in its fourth edition. Let me also mention to learn more about the symbols and the principles and the ceremony, we invite you to go to officialkwanzaawebsite.org. It's right there for you, wherever you may be. And we've mentioned some of his other books in our last day yesterday. And we want to remind you that you can find some of his works, all of his works, at SankoriPress.com. And also, you can stop by MaulanaKoringa.org to find out more about the Husia and the Odu Ifa, the other works he's written, Kawaida, Ma'at, all of these principles that serve us throughout all the days of the year and all the days of our lives. Habari Gani, once again, Dr. Maulana Koringa.
Kaumba, Masamela, thanks so much again for this dialogue and conversation during this important week of Kwanzaa. And today we're on the sixth principle, Kaumba, creativity. And the text tells us that this means and calls on us to do always, always, as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. So the principle and practice of the Kaumba commits us to work and struggle for a new world and a new us. A new world and a new us that is rooted in the ancient African ethical imperative of what we call Surujta. And Surujta is an ancient Egyptian word that means a moral imperative to constantly repair, renew, and remake the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And we must repair, renew, and remake the world in the process and practice of repairing, renewing, and remaking ourselves. Right? This is the whole idea we advanced in the 60s and continue to advance for the Cultural Revolution. Overturning ourselves, lifting ourselves out of the culture incarceration, the conceptual incarceration, the psychological imprisonment in which the dominant society placed us, to free ourselves so we can be ourselves. And if we be ourselves, we can be the most beautiful we can imagine. We say the fundamental obligation of a people is to be itself and free itself. Because unless you be yourself, we can't free yourself. But we know that until we fully free ourselves, we can't fully be ourselves. So the struggle goes on as we remake the world. We must remake ourselves. And this Kaumba principle teaches and urges us in our relationships with each other, in our relationship with others, in our relationship with the earth. It says this: raise up what is in ruins, repair what is damaged, rejoin what is separated, replenish what is depleted, to set right what is wrong, to strengthen what is weakened, and to make flourish that which is fragile and undeveloped. It's a beautiful concept, repairing, renewing, and remaking the world in the process and practice of repairing, renewing, and remaking ourselves. This principle speaks in a larger sense, not only to always striving to make our own community constantly better and more beautiful and beneficial, but the whole world, because we don't live in isolation. We are surrounded. And we're not just Watu human beings. We're also Walinwengu world beings. And we must think like this. So this course, as always, we put forth the possibility again of repairing the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. This we do in the spirit of the ancient African concept of Sarooj Tai, I repeat, remaking the world in the process of remaking ourselves. But inherent in this concept is a call to heal ourselves and each other as well as the world. We have been wounded, but we must see ourselves as injured physicians, not simply victims, but injured physicians who have it within themselves to heal themselves, to repair themselves, to renew themselves, and remake themselves in the process and practice of repairing, renewing, and remaking the world. This is the real meaning of reparations, right? It's not simply about receiving monies, although that's key, but it's also about the larger struggle to achieve justice for people, accountability from the oppressor, and to pursue liberation and the radical repairing we do to ourselves, society, and the world that would change our lives and change the world for future generations. Now, the concept of Sarooj Tai is rooted in the ethical teaching of our ancestors that we constantly injure ourselves. As the messenger used to say, messenger Elijah Muhammad and also Haji Malcolm X following that, sometimes we're greatly unjust to ourselves. Umar Nafs is the Arabic for that, that we injure ourselves. We're unjust to ourselves. We're unjust to each other sometimes. And sometimes we're unjust to the world as a whole, not only by what we do wrong, Black people, but also by what we fail to do right. When we turn a blind eye to injustice, right, or deaf ear to truth, or cold heart towards suffering in the world, we do damage to ourselves and each other. It's what Dr. Martin Luther King talked about, a betrayal of silence, when silence and inaction, right, becomes a betrayal, not only of the people suffering, but also a betrayal of ourselves, the best of what it means to be African and human in the world.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the Odu Ifa teaches us, we live in a world and web, I repeat, of interdependence. And therefore, anyone who does good does it for themselves. And anyone who does evil does it to themselves, right? So keep in mind that there's a reciprocity here. If you do good for others, Lady Tarset says in Hosea, you could do good for the world. That the good we do for others, we're also doing for ourselves, for we are building the good world, the moral community we all want and deserve to live in. We do damage to the world, ourselves, and each other in varied ways. We do damage when we fail to follow the best of our ethical and spiritual teachings, as we said in the Million Man March Day of Ascension mission statement. When we fail to use the best of our ethical teachings, we might also use religion to disrespect and impose on others. That's wrong. We do damage to the world when we try to justify unjust war or remain silent when you see slaughter going on in the world as today. We do damage to the world when we seize and occupy others' lands or let other people do it without us opposing it. And when we claim our special religious and racial status above and beyond all other people in the world, that's damage to the world. We do damage when we turn a blind eye, as I said, to injustice, a deaf ear to truth, and an uncaring heart away from the suffering and pain around us and throughout the world. And we do damage when we make material gain the measure of all things, when we pollute and plunder and deplete and destroy the environment and undermine the basis for human life and all life on earth. And when we act in ways that dim and diminish the future for coming generations. So we must not do damage to the world for its damage to ourselves. Our ancestors in ancient Egypt in the Nile Valley taught that, quote, we must think of eternity and plan for the future for those who will come after us. We must leave them a legacy of good indeed. An ancient teacher in the Hosea said, I did good for my community. I spoke truth there. I did justice there, right? For I knew the value of doing good. It will be a storehouse of good for those who come after us. And Pharaoh Hatshepsut says, I added to what was formerly done, for I wanted it to be said by those who came after us, how beautiful is this which happened because of her. Let us be able to say in this Nia, making the world more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited, that I did this beautiful thing so that people would be able to not only benefit from it, but emulate it, recognizing and saying, how beautiful is this which happened because of her or him or all of us. Hotep, Ashe, Hedi.
You all heard that? We are injured physicians. Dr. Karenga saying this to us is very important to understand. And creativity, we, as the first people on the earth, were creators. The first to define language and the first even to define spirituality and humankind's relationship with God as a higher power. We are creators. So creativity is within us. We've been beaten down and led to believe we are not creators, but in fact, we are. And again, these concepts are seemingly in places we've heard in one place, but they don't originate in that place. In the Gospel of Luke, it says, physician, heal thyself. Well, that, what Dr. Karenga is explaining to us, that is predated by the concept of the injured physician. Where does it come from in Luke? So we must understand these concepts, folks, and teach ourselves. And by teaching ourselves, we also heal ourselves, all right? Official KwanzaaWebsite.org, MaulanaKarenga.org, SankoriPress.com for all of his titles, and they're very important. We want to continue to read. So each year, each Kwanzaa, there's one other thing I want to say. We want to leave the world in Kaumba better than we found it. What have we always said as a people? Where did that come from? Before we ever heard of Kwanzaa,
teach.
What did we say in our beginning sojourn here, in our beginning Maafa? What did we say during the great migration from the South to Detroit and Chicago? We always said generationally, we wanted to leave our children better off than we were.
Now.
That's right. So how did we know that? How do we know to say that? It is in our DNA to process and to think that way. And so what Dr. Karenga has done with Kwanzaa is restore us to our greater glory. So we must begin to think that way even more so. Let's leave the world better than we found it, the world, not just ourselves, but the world. We're not minimized. We just ain't our neighborhood. We must take care of our neighborhood, but we must also have a global. Malcolm said, "What think globally and act locally." And a lot of times we're defined by some small thing, but we are a world people, as he has said to us. OfficialKwanzaaWebsite.org. Folks, once again, as we greet one another today, Habari Gani, the answer, the response is Kaumba. Tomorrow, Imani, join us once again with Dr. Karenga. Mm-hmm. Habari Gani. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.